Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Yisrael Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shir begins the fifth parak of Maseches Sukkah. It's on Daf Nun, and the topic is same old song, not exactly. In furthering the discussion about the chalil, the instruments that are played during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which the Mishnah introduced on the bottom of Nun Amad Aleph, the Gemara on the top of Nun Amad Beis brings down a brisa. That will be a discussion for the better part of the next two amudim. Brisa reads, Tana Rabbanon, Hechalil Doches HaShabbos, the playing of the Chalil pushes off Shabbos, Divi Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, the Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Af Yom Tov Eino Doche, it doesn't even push off Yom Tov itself. What Chalil the Tanaim are referring to is a subject of Machlokes Amoraim. The first opinion is brought down here on Nun Amud Beis, and it's the Shita of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, I'm Rav Yosef, Machlokas Bashir Shel Korban. Skipping the next two lines, which we'll get back to in a little bit, it says, V'aval Shir Shel Shoeva, Divriya Kol Simchahi Ve'ena Doches HaShabbos. Translated it, Rav Yosef said, the Machlokas is about instruments accompanying the songs that are done for a Korban, but regarding the instruments that are used for the songs for the drawing of the water by the Simchas Beis Shoeva, everybody agrees it's considered to be Simcha, and it does not push off Shabbos. So before we get into the exact details of the Machlokas, let's talk about the areas that are discussed. Shir Shel Korban and Shir Shel Shoeva. What exactly are we talking about? So Rashi explains the idea of Shir Shel Korban with the following words. Rashi says, B'chalil, makel lefnei mizbeach, b'shas nisach hayayin. They would use the chalil and beat the chalil before the mizbeach, creating sounds. At the time that the wine was poured, both the Talmud Shel Shachar, for the morning Talmud, the Nisuch HaYayin, the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim, and the afternoon Talmud, Shel Leviim Omdim Al Duchanam, that the Leviim stand on their platform, V'yomrim Shir, and they recite songs, V'chalu Makab Lefneim, and the Chalil bangs before them, K'disnan B'Mesechas Erechin, as it's written in Erechin, as taught in Erechin, V'yud Beis Yom B'Shana, HaChalil Makab Lefneim Mizbeach. There were 12 different days of the year that they would use the chalil before the mizbeach. The einu mishir al mizbeach el ha'yayin, and we only would recite shira on karbanos that were brought when they would pour the wine with the nisachim kedamrin and hasam uva os, that's said over there uva oso chalil. And regarding the chalil, that particular chalil nechlak Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda lomar shehu docha. So Rashi explains there were 12 days when a chalil was used as part of the musical accompaniment to the various tamidim of the day, played at the time when they would pour the wine. The Mishnah in Erechin lists those days are Pesach Rishon, which is Erev Pesach, Pesach Sheni, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, Uvishmonas Yimei Chag, the 7 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres. Now what's not clear from Rashi is whether the Machlokas is on all days, and the chalil was just singled out, as it comes only on special days, or does it apply to all the instruments that are played in the Mikdash as well? The Maharam spells out the suffix in his Chidushim and writes the following. V'yesh lomar, b'dochak, there is a say that we're kind of forced to say, d'lodia kochan d'chachamim, to show how extreme the chachamim are, or to show the scope of the chachamim's opinion, nokat chalil, it mentions a chalil, lashmina, to tell us, d'afilu b'hanach yomim, even on these days, d'havi b'hu chalil, that there's a chalil and the amount of instruments are being played are so much and there's such a great simcha, ein docha afilu yom tov. It wouldn't even push off yom tov, which is telling us that the machlokas is actually by every day, or every Shabbos and every yom tov, not only in the days where they brought the chalil, where they played the chalil, or the Maharam writes, inami le'idach gisar, you can go a different direction, davke b'hanach yomim dahavu b'simchas yisera, specifically on those days where there was extra simcha, spherer the rabban and the chacham fail the eno doche, the chalil is not doche, or the instruments are not doche. Bishub dehavi behu simcha yisera, because there is extra simcha. The havi behu rov klishir, and there are many, many more instruments. The ikal and migzer tvei, and there's more of a reason to be doche, to be gozer. That again, the reason we don't play instruments in the first place in general would be because we're afraid a cliché is going to break, and then you're going to go fix it and be misak and mana on Yom Tov. So according to this opinion, the machlokas on the chalil is on the days only, is on the chalil days only, because there are already so many more instruments. Okay, fine. So what we have over here is, again, we're talking about the machlokas by chalil, And the question is it only on those special days, or is it referring to all days as well? Now, Agav, the Rebbe brings up the following question. Actually fits in a little bit more to the first opinion that the machlokas is by all days. But here's the question that the Rav writes. The Rav says, or asks the question, is lefizeh, or Rashi brings down, shelavim sharim bein tamid shel shachar bein tamid shel bein harbayim. So the Rav says, lefizeh, according to this, tzarech iyun, one needs to investigate a little bit, madua in anum omrim bizman hazeh hashir shel hayom be'ez tfilas mincha, kemo shelavim sharim b'mikdash. Rav brings down a concept. We know that every day we recite Shir Shal Yom, and when we recite Shir Shal Yom, Shir Shal Yom is brought down with the words Hashir Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shav Shabo Hayuvim Rum Veis HaMikdash, and it sounds very much from this phrase that we have that the Shir Shal Yom that we're doing is in replacement for the Shir that the Levim would sing by the Karbanos, kind of like, you know, every day we daven Shacharis, and that replaces. Or that's instead of the Tamid Shel Bein Shel Shachar. So it comes from here that one should also be saying a Shir Shel Yom, also by Mincha, because, again, they used to sing Shira. They used to sing Shira by the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim as well. And the Rav comes down to say that really, the question is based on a little bit of a false premise. The question is based on the idea that the Shir Shel Yom is really a replacement from the Avoda. But the truth is, the Rav quotes the Ramban and says this is not exactly what Shir Shal Yom is about, but Shir Shal Yom has another purpose. And the Ramban writes in Parashat Shavos, on the Pasuk Zachar Yom HaShabbos, it says, Al Mitzvah Zachar Yom HaShlakacho, Al Derech Hipshar Amru, Shu Mitzvah Shinizkor Talmud B'chol Yom HaShabbos, Shalonish Kechehu. The Mitzvah Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lakacho also has an aspect that we should remember Shabbos every day in order not to forget it. We shouldn't count days of the week as the non-Jews do, as the Gentiles do. Ella, rather, and how do we do this? An example, we don't call it Sunday, we call it Yom Rishon, first day, Yom Sheni, the second day, and so on. Each of these is a kilum in Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekatcha. So really, what the Rav is telling us, based on the Ramban, that Shir Shal Yom is not a replacement for the Karbonos. It's not a kiyum in the din of neshama parmas faseinu, like we talk about davening instead of bringing karbanos. But rather, Shir Shal Yom is a kiyum in a whole different type of halacha. It's a kiyum in the halacha of Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekatcho. Like we always explain, and we've explained many times in this series, that again, knowing the reason is what really goes and dictates what the halacha is and what the practice is. And over here, the reason of Shir Shal Yom being a way to as an expression of the mitzvah of Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekatcho, so such a understanding it that way will tell us that what? That there really is no need to go ahead and do a Shir Shal Yom in the afternoon when you've already done it in the morning. Fine. So that takes care of what we have over here. So we're going to say Shir Shal Korban. We use the first understanding in Rashi is the Shir of the Tamidim. And when I mentioned Chalil is Agav, but really also refers to the other instruments as well. What is Shir Shal Shoeva? So Rashi tells us, Shayu Kol Alayla Al Mailos Hayordos Mi Ezras Yisrael Ezras Nashim. It was what was done all night during Sukkot on the steps, which led from the Ezras Yisrael, the place where the men stood, Ezras Nashim, Keitani B'mis Nisin Velavim B'Kinoros U'Nevalim. So the Rav wants to know, the Mayim Nafka has a question and says, why do we care where they sang the Shira? In other words, Rashi tells us that this is what they sang, what the Levim sang during the night. And he also mentions the location. Why does the what additional aspect does the location of this particular Shira add to understanding what the Shira was? And the Rav says, the Nira, the whole of Eina Levim Sharin also ala duchan, Kedin Shiras Karban. Since the Levim don't sing this on the platform like they would normal songs related to a Karban, Ein kan kiyum mitzvah shel Shiras HaKarbanos. This is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of singing when the Karbanos are brought. Ella, rather, Yishkiyah mitzvah cheres shel shira. It's another mitzvah of shira, and that's why we're not doach Shabbos. And what the Rebbe is referring to is an idea in which he expounds upon later on, and that is, there are two types of shira that are done in the Mikdash. The first one is the shira that is done within the context of offering korbanos, and then there's a separate shira that is done as a shira into itself. The former shira must be done only the time that a korban is offered, and even at that time, it's only when the nesachim with wine are being poured. The second group is not bound to the mizbeach, nor the bringing of wine during the time of that shira. A nafkamina between both is what's done on Shabbos. Since on Shabbos we're allowed to bring karbanos, anything that is associated with bringing the karbanos is allowed on Shabbos. Something that is done, however, just simply because it's shiras hamikdash, will not be docha Shabbos. What the Rav is explaining in Rashi regarding the shira of the Shoeva is that since it's not related to a korban, but only a special type of simcha, there is no reason for us to allow it on Shabbos. And now that we've seen this, we can go back to the Gemara, which is discussing the machlokes of understanding the brayso that we brought above. The Gemara reads, Amar Rav Yosef machlokes b'shir shel korban. The machlokes is regarding the song said by the korban, the Rabbi Yossi Savar. The Rabbi Yossi holds, Ikar shira b'kli, the main aspect of shira is done with instruments, va'avodahi, therefore it's considered to be a service of the Beis HaMikdash, v'dochas HaShabbos, and a push of Shabbos. V'rabbanan sa'ari, the Chacham hold, Ikar shira b'peh, no, the real main way to fulfill this mitzvah is through the actual singing with the mouth, meaning the instruments are just an accompaniment, but it's not the main part of the mitzvah. The la'avodahi, v'dochas HaShabbos. What's the explanation of the sugya, of the shaila? So the Rav says that again, if the Iker Shira is the Kli, that means this, the playing of the musical instruments is an integral part of the avod of the Karbon. And that, of course, would push off Shabbos, just like Shlita does. But if you're going to say Iker Shira is with Peh, with the mouth, then the Kli, the instruments, are just an accompaniment. And such an accompaniment, while it's there, as Rav says, levasume kala, it's to enhance the voices. And you know that anytime you have a group of people singing, it might sound nice, but when you have them singing with instruments, it sounds so much better. If anything, it's almost like a hitter, but it's not an actual fulfillment of the mitzvah, and that's why we can't do it on Shabbos. And the Rav is bothered by this, because the Rav brings down that there are other aspects where we allow a hitter mitzvah when it comes to karbanos. One example is hafshata sa'or, that removing the skin of the karban, again, before you put on the mizbeach, again, that's a hitter mitzvah. There's no requirement to go ahead and do it. And yet we say that if, in case, of when a karban is brought on Shabbos, you're allowed to go ahead and do this. Well, if this is allowed, then why would the songs of, or the instruments, which are also part of the hitter mitzvah of a karban, not allowed on Shabbos? So the Rav therefore explains that we make a distinction between the Hafshata Sa'or and the Shira. And what's the difference? Hafshata Sa'or is directly related to the guf of the korban, the actual korban itself. And anything that's related to the actual guf of the korban is allowed on Shabbos, even if it's a hitter mitzvah, not a requirement. Shira itself is a requirement in the avoda, and it's viewed in the same way as we review Hafshata Sa'or and Shchita and so on. The question is, how do we view the instruments? And that's exactly what our shaila is. If we're going to view the Iker Shira B'Kli, then the instruments are being played for the actual Shira Sarkarbon, which is an integral part of the Avoda, as we mentioned above, and will be allowed on Shabbos. However, if you're going to say Iker Shira B'Peh, then the instruments playing are considered not a part of the Shira Sarkarbon, but rather Shira Samikdash, which you say is not Docha Shabbos, because it's not an integral part of the Avoda. Therefore, we wouldn't view it the same as we view Hafshata Sa'or. And that's where the Shaila of the Gemara comes in. Because when we talk about all these things of Ein Shvus v'Mikdash and so on, Ein Shvus v'Mikdash was coming out from the Sugya, that we don't apply the Rabbanans in the base of Mikdash, that's talking about things that are directly related to the Avod of the Karbanos. But anything in another sphere of what goes on in the base of Mikdash, that would not be allowed. And since playing musical instruments does have a Din the Rabbanan component, because we're afraid of Shema Yisak and Klishir, that's where the issue comes up. Now, aside from the Shabbos issue, there's another nafkamina as to whether we say Iker Shir Repeh or versus a Kli, and that the Rav brings down is that whether Yisrael can play the instruments. if you're going to say that the kelim are part of the actual avoda, that they would not be allowed, as the test belongs directly to the levium. However, if ikar shira is bepeh, and it's only an enhancement which is not limited to the levium, but anybody can play them. So we see two distinctions between whether ikar shira bekli or bepeh, is that one, whether it can be used on Shabbos, whether the instruments can be used on Shabbos to accompany the karbanos, and number two, could a Yisrael go ahead and do it? La halacha, we're not going to find in the Shulchan Aruch, unfortunately it's not lemaisa, but the Rambam does give a psak on this, and the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel writes, it says, Levi ha'onein mutar la'avod l'sharer, a Levi who's an onein unfortunately is allowed to sing, we are not ever have less than 12 levim standing on the platform each day, lomar shira la karbon, to recite the songs for the karbon. We can add infinitum how many levim that we want. The Rambam writes the main part of the shira is the peh. Va'acherim and others, i.e., not levim. Ayu omdim sham would stand there menagdim bekli shir. Therefore, the Rambam holds that we say ikar shira v'peh, not bekli, which would mean a chumra regarding Shabbos, but a kula regarding Yisraelim playing along. Kol tov, have a wonderful week.